Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. We're fortunate to have on a variety of guests way smarter than us to talk about their industry expertise, and today is no different. We have Kylie Buckner. I'm saying that right?
Correct.
We're going to talk about that last name later on. Your current role and title is People and Culture Director with Taylor Engineering, also correct?
Correct.
But also, which we're going to talk about a lot, the conference and volunteer chair with Sherm Jacks.
Correct.
I got it.
Yes.
We got it.
That's for a lot. You.
Welcome to What the Health Just Happened. I like clapping sometimes, but the intros are always interesting. We try to write this stuff up, say the same thing, but what in the world, I think I know, is a people and culture director?
All things HR related. But we focus obviously on the people at our company and creating a fun environment.
So people and culture. Culture is a broad term used. Like what's your culture? Taylor Engineering, all engineers. What's the workforce look like where you're currently at?
We have a great mix of employees. Employees who have been there since the beginning and a lot of new talent within. We just have fun, genuinely. We like to have fun together. We work hard. But we do a lot of things outside of the environment and the company as well.
So you said since day one, what was day one when the company started?
We were founded about 37 plus years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's not okay. From day one, like my first years ago, Campbell.
Cool. Nope,
37-year-old company, Taylor Engineering, predominantly engineers. And what kind of work are they doing? I am not an engineer. I can't build Legos. Like, I can't draw anything, but what
I'm not either, but I can speak to our employees. So I should say Dr. Bruce Taylor, who is a Jacksonville native, started a Taylor Engineering, and we are a group of coastal engineers. So we do a lot of work with the beaches,
okay?
Jacksport, anything water related, marinas, where in simple terms, any projects where water meets land.
That's wow. You got to really dumb it down for me, by the way. Anywhere that water meets land, got
yes.
Intercoastal waterways,
exactly.
Docks, mm-hmm. Walls along the sea. Okay. I know
all
the water.
Yeah.
And then the people and culture side. So how big is the organization?
We have about 68 employees.
68 employees. Do you anticipate growth in the future? Is that typically where you stand at?
We have been growing the last couple of years. So
congrats.
Thank you. We're excited. So we've had a lot of new faces join, and we are still growing.
So the people and culture, you're helping, are you helping with recruiting? Are you helping onboarding? I know this world, but what is, you wear a lot of hats.
I do.
So let's hear about it.
So we do everything from recruiting to onboarding our employees. And then, of course, part of that is retention. We take care of payroll, their talent development, and their growth throughout the organization while they're there. The fun employee matters that pop up every now and then.
We gotta talk about those. Maybe not, let's talk about other companies, not the current one, but we're gonna share some funny stories.
We do not have very many.
Minimal drama, that's good.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So yeah, anything under that HR umbrella, we take care of.
What's the turnover like in that industry? Are there long, I mean, you mentioned employees from day one. That's a mm-hmm. huge accomplishment, 37 years. That's older than Danny, by the way, I'm just gonna say.
Oh, good point.
What, is it a high turnover industry, low turnover industry?
I think it depends. So we are a federal contractor and it's a consulting firm.
Project based.
Yes. So consulting is not for everyone. Mm-hmm. But I think because I'm obviously going to brag on us for a bit.
As you should.
I think the culture, of course, that we have built and maintained is what has kept our employees there for long term. We actually have a special club we like to call. We've had, I kid you not, at least seven that I can think of off the top of my head who have left Taylor Engineering.
Came back. That speaks highly. You want to talk about a good culture or good company is when someone leaves and it's like, oh, wow, the grass was not greener on the other side.
Right.
That speaks highly of you.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said you've been there 5 years.
Almost. Yep. Just hit 4 years in January.
Before that, you were working in HR?
Correct.
And you went to Auburn?
I did.
Say War Eagle?
Wow. War Eagle.
That's awesome.
We'll do some shout outs later, some other Auburn folks. Did you study? This is what I'm curious, because we're going to talk a lot about Sherm Jacks. What is it? What are the benefits? Big event coming up. Human resources. This is my opinion. Many people fall into it. So when you went, what'd you go to college for? And when you left college, you're like, I'm going to work in HR and people and culture.
Yes, actually.
Okay.
So,
wow, all right.
I'm one of the rare ones at Auburn. They had a human resource major.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Yes, I was just a general business major. And going into my senior year, a friend of mine at the time said, oh, have you heard of this HR major? Because I didn't really know what I was going to do.
Nobody does.
Right? Yeah. I'm like, what am I going to do with a business degree? Anyway, they said HR. And then one thing led to another. I took the classes, could still graduate. And here we are 15 plus years later.
Wow.
I actually like that. That's an interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people we work with that are in HR, especially small companies, mm-hmm. it's a spouse, it's a relative, it's mm-hmm. someone like, I'll do it. And then 10 years goes by and they're HR representatives. Mm-hmm. What percentage of age, like chief human resource officers are different, mm-hmm. directors of people and culture different. What percentage of HR employees do you think went into that career like, I want to work in human resources?
I don't even know, like 1%?
1%. Look, I went to Auburn for my first time a couple years ago for a football game. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. But I think a shout out to them. They have an HR program. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, me neither.
I know, that long ago. Because there's not many.
Does UNF have one of those?
No, they do not.
No, maybe.
That's where we went.
Say that, shout out to my coordinator that works with me. She's from UNF and graduated. Well,
what's her name?
Riley.
Shout out to Riley.
Yeah, shout out Riley.
I know. Riley Kylie team.
Kylie and Riley?
Yep.
That's... Don't send the wrong... That is actually fun. You have t-shirts made?
No, but we should.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to pivot a little bit to Sherm Jacks, mm-hmm. talk about that, then back to just HR in general. Sherm, what does Sherm stand for?
The Society of Human Resource Management.
So I butt heads with HR my entire career, until recently.
Yeah, because I haven't given you your contact information.
Ask again tomorrow, we'll see. I'm kidding. HR is so important to any company of every size. Mm-hmm. I believe that now. I did not believe that a couple careers ago. Every company needs it in some capacity. What is Sherm? We'll start as the organization as a whole. So you mentioned it. What are the benefits of it? How do you join it? The certifications? And then we'll talk about Sherm Jack specifically.
Okay. So there is a national Sherm that is very national, large chapter, if you will. And then there's local chapters within the country. The benefits of being a Sherm member is, especially if HR is in your realm or in your wheelhouse, if you will, they're a great resource for networking, I would say, number one, just to meet other people who are also in similar roles as you. Also, from an educational standpoint, they do offer a lot of resources to maintain your certifications that they do offer.
Are there CEUs required?
Yes.
Or what do you call them? What do you call them there?
So we actually, there's two types of HR certifications.
Let's hear it.
Used to be just one.
What are they?
So one is Sherm based, called the Sherm CP.
Okay.
And then they expand to SPHR and all of this. And then there's another organization called HRCI. And that you earn your PHR certification through.
So there's Sherm and PHR.
Correct.
And those are different from one another.
Correct.
I like learning stuff.
Yes,
so,
right?
So when you look in a LinkedIn profile mm-hmm. or someone's job description or an applicant, mm-hmm. if they have Sherm and PHR, that's two different certs, more education?
It's essentially the same. It used to be one. So like if you look at my signature, I have both because I got grandfathered in.
Okay.
So it's just two different kind of companies, but it's essentially the same education, knowledge, resources. But if you go to an event that is HR certified, they usually, I would say 9 out of 10 times, offer the certification for both. It's a lot.
I know. I'm laughing. I'm going to show you how immature I am. Is it like a gang? Like does the Sherm fight with the other one? Are they like, do you guys like go to events and one's wearing certain colors or the other, or is it everyone's?
It's really not. I'm not gonna act like I know all the things, but this is several years ago. Even Riley, when she was wanting to get certified,
not Kylie, Riley,
correct?
Got it.
Riley, she asked me, she goes, which one should I get? And it's there's no right or wrong at the end of the day.
Okay.
So I think it shows that you're serious about HR, yep. You want to maintain those credits, stay up to date on the knowledge.
So I went right to the gang conversation. I don't know if they're going to have to block that out. networking big, that's important. Mm-hmm. So if you're in recruiting staffing, I was like brokers and consultants. I love to make fun of our industry, by the way, if I don't do that yet. Payroll companies are probably there.
Yep.
But your HR employees, whether they're seasoned for 30 plus years doing it mm-hmm. or fresh out of college, these are beneficial events.
Right.
Jack Sherm, mm-hmm. Meet Monthly. What's that look like?
We're so fun, number one. Okay. I will say.
Maybe I will join.
You should. Anyone's welcome.
Not me.
You're out.
Not believe it. We would. So we do meet once a month. We have what we call chapter meetings. So it is usually networking on the front end of our chapter meeting. We always feed you, whether it's breakfast or lunch. Bonus points for that, right?
Yeah. Anyone like some 60-year-old guy listening to the radio show shows up. Free from our food. Yeah.
You do have to pay to get in. And then we do have a speaker. So it is educational. So we're learning, about different topics. Then you get your credits for going. But in addition to that, we do other events around town, whether it's happy hours or we did a casino night last year, our chapter did, which was successful. So we'll do like Iceman games and all that fun stuff. So it's a good blend, educational and fun.
Mix and match. Yep.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something that I've learned about HR folks? When you get them off the clock,
oh boy,
and they don't have to deal with the drama of business, they are nuts.
I know.
Maybe it's because they like they keep it together for 40 hours
a
week.
We have to be so PC and
Man. Okay, so that is accurate. Okay.
Is there like a big cruise coming up for HR folks? There's like a dedicated cruise.
So I have heard about the cruise. Yes, I have not participated, but I've heard it's lots of fun.
I'm sure it's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
I got it. Thank you to all the HR folks out there. Like it is one of the, I feel like everyone hates them mm-hmm. sometimes. A lot of employees are like, oh, HR, guilty mm-hmm. previously. But it's so necessary to keep business owners' compliance, doing the right thing, what's legal. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, my thoughts, I assume you too, like you have the staff's best interest at mind. So how are you working with current employees, whether it's this business or the past, where like I'm here for you, not just the owners. Like, how are you helping employees?
So as cheesy as this sounds, but I truly love people and helping them. So, for example, when I started at Taylor, I actually, from a leadership perspective, I met one-on-one with all of the leaders separately to build that relationship, including our president. I did the same thing for all of our employees. Obviously, it took a while, but
I say 50, 60 people.
I know, lots of Teams calls and all of that. But I say that because I think a lot of it is just based on the foundation of a relationship, because I do want them to feel comfortable to come to me, good, bad. Sometimes I feel like I can be an advocate for them when I am in the leadership meetings of, there's things that I hear that maybe others on our leadership team don't. So just kind of playing that balance, like you said.
I want to reinforce this. Any employees versus employers, that's hard to say. HR, believe it or not, is on your team most of the time. There are companies out there, like Trey's over there, like,
you're
never a solopreneur, buddy.
Yeah, but when I had my full-time gig, I was always in HR.
Oh, you're one of those.
Oh, yeah. But the lady loved me. It's just I was always there. She had to deal with
me. This is a good example. Why? Were you saying inappropriate comments? Were you walking around with your shirt off? Like, what? I mean,
I think I was just brutally honest and in the wrong situations where it was like, hey, you shouldn't have said that.
How would you handle that?
It sounds like there would be lots of conversations like, remember?
Maybe just don't say that.
I just love it when she'd be like, well, it's true, but why did you have to say it? It's like, oh, come on.
Someone had proven.
So, you love people, which mm-hmm. matters. You cannot work in HR if you don't like people.
Correct.
I've seen that.
I don't really know how that works well, but...
Have you ever had a bad boss? You don't have to...
No.
That's good. Again, okay.
Lucky.
That is lucky. Mm-hmm. What about a good boss? Someone that taught you a ton and you learned a bunch from?
Oh my gosh. The best at my last company in Atlanta.
Him or her?
Her.
What's her name?
Debbie.
Debbie.
Shout out Debbie.
Debbie, let's see. So we worked together almost 10 years. It's one of those, so that company was industrial real estate. And I remember interviewing with her and I was like, I have no clue what industrial real estate is, but
neither.
The job sounds interesting and we hit it off right away. So, like I said, we worked together almost 10 years. We were literally yin and yang. She became my mentor, like a second mom to me. I mean, we just were glued to each other's side. We balanced each other out really well. I was so new, obviously, to the HR world. Very
oblivious.
Great. Yes. So she'd been in HR for 20 plus years.
Did you ever cry to each other?
All the time.
Oh.
Did you guys work in office together, that whole relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Do you work in office currently?
I do, yeah.
You do? Okay.
Nice. What are your, that's a great transition. What are your thoughts on in office versus remote work?
For me personally, and the role that I'm in, and granted, obviously, we have a lot of employees that are not based here in Jacksonville. I find so much value in it. I think I learn a lot. People easily come and stop by my office, like I was talking about. But I think that's the same for any position. We actually encourage all of our employees, if they're not based here in Jacksonville, we will pay for them, fly them to come to Jacksonville at any time.
Oh, wow.
I love that. What other states are they in?
Oh, my. So we have Philadelphia. We just opened the office there in November. So Pennsylvania, we've got Carolinas, DC area. I know I'm missing.
You told me this in the prep call. So you're spread out amongst multiple states. Mm-hmm. Do you travel to see these people or are they coming here today?
I more so travel to the branch offices. So we have an office in Destin and Tampa as well.
Destin. Let's go.
Right? I know I'm going next week.
Oh, beautiful beaches.
To work or play? Yeah.
No, to work.
Okay.
Maybe both.
Maybe both. This is tiptoeing the HR appropriate or inappropriate question here.
Okay.
Because you're not supposed to ask about age or marital status, mm-hmm. but you talked about Debbie. Was she, I'm not asking her age, was she older or younger?
Older.
So she's like a mom, like she's a mentor to you.
Right.
Do you have someone like that that you're working with that looks up to you?
I would say Riley is that to me. She's so sweet. She says that about me, but I think of Debbie, and I've always said I want to be a Debbie to someone. And so
that's, I like Debbie already.
Right? She's truly the best.
That work is cyclical. Life is like all of it. You learn so much from Debbie, and now you want to give this to Riley, whoever else is there. I love it. Okay. And we should have brought Riley in here.
She would have been fun.
Okay, back to Sherm Jacks. I do want to talk about some more HR stuff too. The work from home, age of the workforce, we had talked about in the office versus out. We're going to hit that too. Sherm Jacks, I would say solid organization. I am guilty. I know a lot of people that are active in it. I am not. Joey and Danny are trying to go more. I'll try to show up. We miss you, Elaine Course, by the way. Let's acknowledge this now and multiple times. There is the biggest event of the year coming up on April. I wrote it down. April 10th.
Yes. Correct.
April 10th.
Right.
What is it? Where is it? Why should you go to it?
It is our annual conference. It's going to be super fun this year. It is at TPC at the Clubhouse. It's a one-day conference where we've got a great lineup of speakers, but also a great opportunity to network. And then we have several business sponsors, so you can learn about all the different swag, payroll, recruiting firms, all that.
We won't be
stuff.
There.
I know.
I don't do tables anymore.
It is friendly competition, I will say.
I love everybody.
So, no, it'll be a great day.
I do want the second half, we're going to talk about this event specifically, the speakers, what it is, but it is an all-day event. What time does it start?
It starts at registration. I think actually opens at 8 a.m.
Okay.
And then it goes, we're still finalizing details, but probably till about 4:30 and then closing it with a happy hour.
Which I'm sure is a bunch of HR folks getting crazy at the TPC. So April 10th from approximately, not details yet, 8 to 4:30, 5 at the latest.
Yep.
Happy hour afterwards at the clubhouse overlooking the, was it
18th hole? Yes, because our happy hour is called the 19th hole happy hour.
Okay. I got a sweet hat you could borrow that says the 19th hole on it.
Oh, perfect.
we will acknowledge this a bunch. That was the point of this conversation. A couple minutes till the commercial break. Let's go back to your HR experience.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share any ridiculous stories in your HR history? Like, you're not going to believe this happened. You don't have to share company or names.
I know. I'm sure there's so many. This is kind of a funny one, but did I think I would ever have to send an email like this?
I can't wait.
So there's obviously, I thought a well-known, like, bathroom, public restroom etiquette?
Oh. Nope. Nope.
Not so much.
Nope.
So I hear those complaints. So oh, I did. Geez. I had to send an email with pictures and things to our...
I wish you could see your face. To the full staff.
Well, I will say, it was just to the males.
Okay. Company. Well, fair enough.
So it got to a point where you were receiving enough complaints mm-hmm. about the men's bathroom where you mm-hmm. had to email the entire male staff. And did you email the whole staff or just the males?
Just the males.
I thought that's one of those things you have to tell everyone to not, you know, single them out. Yeah, but it's right also now. Like, dudes, come on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the problems.
Yes. Just, yeah.
Okay. You don't have to go into details.
I have a question. Do you have that email saved by
okay. parents? Adrian Jansen. Oh, stop. Oh, no. Stop. That was a dig. Oh, she doesn't no. have a mic. Adrian Jansen chimed in. Do you have the email saved that she could send it to the 212 staff? That is false. We just use a bucket outside.
Oh, my.
Sorry. God. That's a terrible joke. That's an example, though, when you go into HR, things like, I never think I'm going to have to deal with this. Any other examples? Doesn't have to be weird. Advice, you know, someone comes to you talking about a divorce, something you're like, I
oh,
never
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I what? Say this with all sincereness, but I do feel like half the time I'm like a therapist to people because I'm there to listen. Now, granted, I am obviously not a licensed counselor or therapist.
You could be.
Maybe. I don't know. Probably.
Side hustle.
I think it's just people want someone to talk to. And I try to have like a non-bias and just sit there and listen. If they ask for my advice, I'll give it. But yeah, just from that alone, I learn all kinds of things.
We got about, we'll say a minute. I messed up the timer. It doesn't matter anymore. We love shout outs. We got Debbie, mm-hmm. Riley. Mm-hmm. Who are we missing? I got to say it. Maggie Quinn.
Yes.
And Chesley, Intrepid Colorado. Those yep. are our people. Who else?
Liz, obviously, too.
Liz for all. Oh, you. Yeah. Liz is my homegirl.
Right? Liz, obviously.
She would kill me if I didn't say her name.
Gosh, yeah, I don't know.
All the people.
All the people.
All your incredible employees. Yeah,
Sherm board. They're my, yep.
How long have you been on the board?
It's my third year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you enjoy it? Is it?
So fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hence why I'm still lot. Here. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I like it.
If it's not fun, don't do it.
Correct.
Although work's sometimes not really that fun.
No.
Remember that one time you had to email the men's workforce about the bathroom?
I don't know if that was fun.
Kylie Buckner, the title, I got to make sure I get this. I keep saying Chief People and Culture Officer, but it's People and Culture Director.
Correct. Yeah.
I just want to call you Chief. I like saying Chief. I don't know if that's...
I mean...
Although that's... Yeah. More importantly... Not more important. I shouldn't say that. Volunteer chair with Sherm Jacks, the conference chair. We're going to hit that pretty hard the second half.
Mm-hmm.
You good?
Perfect.
That's what the hell just happened. Welcome back to the second half of What the Health Just Happened. If you missed the first half, good news is you can catch it on your favorite podcast platform under What the Health Just Happened. That's a question mark. That's a reference to anyone? Anchorman?
Nope.
Really?
Oh, terrible okay. reference. What the Health Just Happened? That is a question. We're actually on YouTube now, which is hysterical. We have all this video content. I do like some people like to watch videos, but the first half, Kylie Buckner, People and Culture Director with Taylor Engineering, also running this year's Sherm Jacks event. Is it all events or just the big one?
Just the big one.
Oh boy. We're going to hit that pretty heavy the second half. We talked about some HR stuff, a lot of HR stuff, funny stories, shout outs, Taylor Engineering, history in Atlanta, mm-hmm. going to Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
You got to say War Eagle when we say Auburn.
War Eagle.
Thank you. If I watch this, if I say UNF, swoop, like that's what we say.
That's fair. Okay. I know.
Kylie Buckner, I had a blast the first half. Hopefully you did.
I did.
Second half, we're going to go pretty heavy on this Sherm Jacks event, Sherm Jacks in general, but the big event, April 10th. I got to keep looking. April 10th. Also, shermjacks.org. Check it out. Healthy or not healthy. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Healthy or not healthy, Tumors Corner.
Healthy.
I love it. Healthy or not healthy, throwing toilet paper on trees in Auburn.
Healthy.
Did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
That's like the coolest thing I've ever done.
Right? It sounds crazy, but it's
healthy.
Been, yeah,
very it's Tumors Corner, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Healthy or not healthy, Auburn's basketball team this year.
Very healthy.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I follow.
You do. Healthy or not healthy, working in human resources.
Healthy. sometimes, okay. Most of the time.
So that's what I want to hear. That was quick. That was quick. Healthy or not healthy, firing an employee.
I mean, healthy if it's needed.
For the company?
Yes.
What about for you?
No. That's
not healthy.
The thing I hate the most about
letting people go?
Yeah.
Okay. Healthy or not healthy, hiring employees?
Healthy.
Okay. Healthy or not healthy, intrepid?
Healthy.
Healthy or not healthy, karaoke at 2 a.m. with Maggie Quinn and Liz Frayer?
For me, not healthy.
That's not healthy for anybody. We love you guys, Intrepid. Healthy or not healthy, Sherm in general?
Healthy.
Healthy or not healthy, Sherm Jax?
Very healthy.
Healthy or not healthy, Sherm Jax board?
Very healthy.
Okay. Last one. Healthy or not healthy, Sherm Jax event, April 10th, the big event. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. Healthy or not healthy?
Healthy.
Really?
Obviously.
All right. Let's talk about it, I guess. I'm kidding. I think it's exciting. We have at least two of our employees going from Cheektail Benefits. Joey Jansen will be there. Danny White will be there. Adrian might go now, too. I don't know. Maybe. So April 10th from 8 to approximately 4:30, all-day event.
Right.
At TPC Sawgrass, happy hour on the 18th green following. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the event. Why? Like, you're excited. You better be. You better be. You're planning right? This thing. What are you excited for about the event?
I think it's just getting a group of people together with great content, building relationships, and just having a good time.
Is there anyone going you've seen register that you're excited to meet that you have not met?
Actually, I will say I have not personally met most of our speakers before. So I hopefully will meet them before, but I am looking forward to meeting all of them.
Are you planning and hosting all, like you're in charge of putting all this together or what?
So I'm like the project manager, if you will. I have a very well-staffed team underneath me. So I am not doing all this by myself. So yeah, I'm just managing the overall conference.
Last year, 250 people went to this.
Correct.
This year, similar?
We're looking probably closer to around 210-ish, 220.
That's a lot of people, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything over 100 gets big, then 200, mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Speakers, I'm going to read these. Do you want to read each topic or you want me to?
Sure, you go for it.
She's like, leave me alone, man. You're here.
You
talk.
You go for it.
I like these. Growing leaders from within, mm-hmm. Right? That's a big topic. That's right. Tiffany Bibb, HR leader I looked up her company. It doesn't matter. AI in depth, a masterclass in HR integration. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Huge hot topic. They're all laughing at me in the corner, by the way. Like a Sega education? I don't know what it says. Doesn't matter. Stephen Little, HR leader and strategist. Anything in HR, it's a hot topic, but how are you using this for HR integration?
Right.
That's a big topic. Yep. Then you got a panel discussion, HR's influence in executive strategy. Mm-hmm. Business owners and leaders. Mm-hmm. This kind of matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know about who's on the panel?
Yes. So we have Wendy Caves, who is the chief people officer of Tomorrow Sports. Terry Lewis is also going to be with us. She's the chief people officer with One Call. And then David Emanuel, who is the founder of Development Empowerment. A little side plug for David Emanuel. He actually was the recipient of our HR Excellence Award
Shout outs.
Last year. Yeah. So we're happy to have him on the panel this year. And then Sharon Fletcher, who has been a Sherm Jax board member with us. She is the president and CEO of Birdsong. She's going to moderate for us for the panel.
Those are some big names. One Call, like local to Jax, massive One Call.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a huge one. Company. Other topics, strategic HR practices that drive engagement and success. Yep. That is Andrea Thomer. I could not find Thomer.
Yes.
I don't know that. And then the keynote speaker, I don't know how to say his last name. Can you say his last name?
Kavaris. Yes.
So he's the keynote speaker. What's his background? Like, why?
He's a big sports broadcaster, well-known in the Jacksonville community. He also is a president and CEO of Pegasus Media, but he's going to focus on the leadership topic as far as how to be involved, what that role looks like, and also from a team perspective in the company.
I looked him up. He looks pretty cool. I would go watch your talk. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, so you should definitely come.
I know. I recognize some of these names.
Yep.
I'll probably end up going. any of these topics that you're personally most excited for? Mine is the keynote speaker. You can't use a keynote speaker.
I know. Honestly, I would say I'm going to pick two because the AI is always a hot topic, and especially in my role, trying to stay ahead of that mm-hmm. and then our company staying engaged, you know. So I'm curious to hear what Stephen has to say about that. And then I am really excited about the panel discussion and hearing their different perspectives.
You got something, Trey?
With the AI, I have to chime in. Can you use AI to fire someone? Or has it ever been used to fire someone?
No.
Make your job easier, right?
It would, but that would not be very...
It'd be pretty sad
to be
fired that way.
I know. So
AI is such a popular term. And like if you hit hashtag AI, like you're going to get eyeballs. Is it a large language model like ChatGPT? Everyone uses ChatGPT synonymous with AI. Has someone in this room ever used ChatGPT saying this scenario, hey, I need to let someone go based off of this scenario, write me a professional email? Have you ever done that?
Not that scenario, but I will ask emails like, this is what I need to say, put it in this context, bam.
And what does it kick out?
It's amazing.
It's incredible.
Shout out to Riley. Cheap. Riley got me hooked on it because she was using it at first.
Probably in college to cheat your classes, by the way.
No. No, but it is really helpful for that kind of stuff.
Anyone, you want to try? I use it, I would say a couple times a week where I'm just like, man, I can't think of this. I'm like, I'm a 25-year-old marketer and I need to write a witty comment about posting on juggling. I'm just throwing out a ridiculous scenario.
It'll give
seconds,
you something.
Yeah. Seconds.
Right.
And I'm like, this would have taken me 4 hours to think of.
Right.
Are you rolling your eyes over there? You want to chime in? Oh.
You already called me out.
I did not. No one can see. Hey, no one's see. Adrian Jance is in the corner with no mic. I keep pointing at her intentionally. But so the AI side, back to, you got something?
Well, do you think AI is like not healthy considering you're in human resources?
I think it depends how you utilize it.
Fair enough.
Okay, a big HR hot topic with AI is how it's used for recruiting.
Ooh.
So a brief short synopsis is a lot of AI systems are used to source through resumes. Mm. And so there's red flags, if you will, that it's not catching some that should be moved forward. There's lawsuits, the whole nine yards. We are so small that Riley and I look at all the resumes that come through.
Yep.
So we don't necessarily need something like that, but you know, it is interesting.
Let's hit this. This is a very specific topic to recruiting and staffing. Mm-hmm. Do you guys use a ATS, an applicant tracking system?
We do.
Is it a big name one?
Yes.
You don't have to name it. So think of a large corporation. Things are just different for companies with 100 employees and less. It's just different rules. All types of things. You have enough. Your applicants that apply for a job are what, 5 to 50 max for one position?
Yeah.
You can go through those. If it's a janitor for an engineering position, like you can scrape that out.
Yep.
Large companies that use AI to quickly deter candidates and ATS's applicant tracking system, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using LLMs, large language models, that eliminate words. If someone uses a wrong word in one of their descriptions, it kicks them out of the applicant pool.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's like, holy crap, that would have been a stud.
Yeah.
But that's just large companies.
Yeah.
So back to Trey's point, and I'm talking a lot, I'm sorry. Back to you and how you're using it.
You're good.
AI is such a broad term.
Mm-hmm.
ChatGPT is the first thing everyone thinks of, most people, is ChatGPT, which is a form of AI. But in HR and how you're using it, you can use artificial intelligence, but the human element will never be eliminated.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
How else are you using it?
That's really it from an HR perspective. But like at Taylor Engineering, we have an AI internal committee. And so our engineers are utilizing it for different things. And so we've started sharing that content amongst the company of how we utilize it. And I think at the end of the day, it can just make you more efficient. It's not meant to take your job away or replace the human, like you said. I think it's more about efficiency and, you know, saving some of those brain cells. If you're like, I can't think of how to say this, like, you know what I mean?
Everyone thinks about AI is going to replace jobs. Mm-hmm. It will create jobs also, but like, that's a great question. It does not eliminate the human element, But that example we used about an email, if you type something into ChatGPT and it kicks it out, you proofread it.
Oh, yeah.
That's not personal.
Right.
That's not accurate. Well, you should. I'm not saying some people don't, but...
You don't ever... Your concern with AI is never that we all start to sound exactly the same?
Well...
Because that every time I see someone using it, I'm like, well, golly, the guy next to you is getting the same response. You
right.
know that, right. So you're not standing out in the crowd by
yeah.
any means.
So from like a work perspective, we send out proposals and all that kind of stuff. So we actually have an AI policy, which is helpful for HR people to hear how they're utilizing it.
Educate us.
Yeah. So, but for our engineers, we say you can absolutely use it, but you have to proof it. And then you've got to change the language or whatever to put it in your own words. But if it's proofreading or those types of things, we have no issues. Because a lot of colleges too now have these systems where they will catch students who use it.
It's nuts.
Right? Yeah. I know. It's crazy. So anyway.
Does anything scare you about AI?
I will be completely honest. In the beginning, I was like, I don't know about this. Like everything, because I think there's this misconception, which it is true if you're not utilizing it like you should. But once it's out there, especially OpenAI, it's out there for everyone. So of course, you know, that's why we have a policy, like don't include our company name and whatever it is you're putting in there, or personal company information, those types of things. But I think if you use it more and become more educated, I think it's really a benefit.
That's we're going the AI talk. There's open versus closed. Again, everyone assumes ChatGPT or OpenAI, one of those things. There's open versus closed. That's a big difference. Mm-hmm. NLP Logics is coming on to really educate on this stuff. I am not an expert, but that's a great point. So when your employees use it, no personal information.
Right.
Okay.
Have you ever had to have a meeting with someone about accidentally putting in the personal information in AI? Or how would you even be aware of that?
Yeah, I was going to say, we wouldn't really know. It's just at that point, it's
too
available
late.
To everyone. Yeah, gotcha. So unless someone said something and brought it to us, we wouldn't really know.
Don't listen to that, employees, by the way. Don't put the information in there.
Please don't. Please don't.
Okay, so that was the first one. Panel discussion, AI conversation.
Right.
April 10th. 8 to 4:30 is the event. That's TPC Sawgrass with a happy hour following. Great conversations, great topics. You're at 200 approximately. I think we should bump that up to 300. Spread the word. Who should go to this? And you can find it at shermjacks.org.
That's right. Honestly, I think anyone in the business world would find value in this. I think all these topics you can relate, not just HR professionals. You know, obviously it is being put on by SHRM, but I will say you do not have to be an HR employee or anything like that. You don't have to be SHRM certified. You don't have to be a member. It truly anyone and everyone is welcome to join.
Business leaders, future leaders.
Exactly.
Any HR employee, but not just HR. If there's an employee or a staff member that's like, man, this interests me, send this employee to that event.
Right.
I think.
Yep.
This is an event every year.
Oh, yeah.
And you plan it? Is this your first time planning it?
Alone, yes. Last year I had a co-chair.
Will you do it again next year?
Oh, my president's asking
TBD.
Yeah.
TBD.
Ask me after April 10th.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd say more like April 12th. Once you recover from it, sleep.
You might need a little more time than that, yeah.
Do you get to enjoy the material and content and have fun, or are you just like running around?
Last year, I was running around a lot, but hopefully I'll get to. It's a little bit smaller venue, I will say, from space-wise than it has been the last 2 years, so hopefully I'll get to sit in. I'm sure I will.
So we said, what are you excited for? What are you dreading about the event? Can you say that or no?
The only thing is, obviously, I have to be there very early.
What time?
Like, I usually get there like 5:30.
It starts. Yeah, you're already 3 hours in when it starts.
Right, okay. And then I'm there, you know, closing the happy hour, so making sure everything's good to go and checks paid, all that good stuff.
Okay, she's done that. She's done that.
Yeah, that's us.
It goes by fast. You're on adrenaline the whole day. And
are you recording the content, the information? Like, what do you can you distribute after it's over?
We are not. It's funny you say that. Our board kind of pitched the idea around. I thought maybe video recording it, offering it later on, but for right now, we're not going to.
It's probably smart.
Can I give you a recommendation?
Please do.
Everyone loves unsolicited advice. So you're welcome. I think everyone can attribute to this. One is the content itself. That's what makes it unique,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't record that.
Right.
What we found at events we've gone to is if you get a camera even a happy hour or mm-hmm. through the day,
mm-hmm.
just to record people listening, taking notes,
mm-hmm.
that's a 10-second clip or 3-second
yeah,
clip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then afterwards. That's why. Oh, by the way, I know a camera guy. His name's Trey.
Oh, that's what yeah.
I like that's all. Don't I would not record the content
yeah.
and share it. Like we've done that the our healthcare symposium. We have like hours of content. It's stupid.
No one's taking you up on it.
I'm not. I don't mean stupid
at work.
I mean, sorry. Stupid was a bad term. It's not stupid. I mean, it's madness. We have so much stuff that it's like a full time job distributing.
Oh
stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Social media. That's actually a great topic. We got a couple minutes
yes.
left here. What is your thoughts? By the way, check her out on LinkedIn. You're putting some stuff out on Sherm Jax.
I was going to say, plug Sherm Jax yes. on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, trying to build our social media presence. So
good luck. It's yeah. exhausting.
I know. But I know, side note, you've seen my videos on LinkedIn, but we are between now and April 10th. We're doing little videos. If you like, share, comment, all that good stuff, you'll get a 10% discount code and a raffle drawing if I draw your name.
So Sherm Jax on yes. LinkedIn, follow that.
Yep.
And Instagram and Facebook.
Correct.
I would say also follow you directly. We like personal stuff
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Share some tips and tricks. What are your thoughts on employees and staff members using social media on company time?
Oh,
if it depends.
It does depend. Uh-huh. If they're on the company LinkedIn page and they're liking our content to spread the word, then yeah, more power to them. I mean, I think obviously within reason, we all need mental breaks throughout the day. I
yeah.
get that. But if you're spending a lot of time on there just
yep.
scrolling, then we have a problem.
Have you ever fired someone from using social media too much? That is what you ever like. Look at people and just they scroll their phone. Like, look at Adrian right now. I'm messing. I'm stopping. I love messing with Adrian. By the way, I should mention Adrian Jansen, our CEO, is in the corner and with no mic. So I'm just butchering her. So the social media side, since we've done this show, and mm-hmm. like I would say 212 is pretty active on LinkedIn, especially Joey, Danny. But that's work related. Mm-hmm. You make something, you distribute, it's mm-hmm. good for business.
Right.
But the scrolling, nonsensical scrolling, that's yeah. not healthy.
Not healthy.
I got a question for you real quick.
Yeah, fire away.
Okay, so have you ever, how did you deal with the situation where you had an incredible employee that was performing but was a total
that's
hole?
Good. That's good.
How did you go about dealing with that person?
And if you have not, what would you
yeah.
recommend someone
yeah.
has? This person is just crushing it at work. But culturally is toxic, is a cancerous cell. Have you dealt with that? Or what would you recommend? That's good, Trey.
That's a really tough one. How to deal with it? I think there obviously needs to be lots of conversations. I will say one thing that's important to Taylor is our core values, because that's exactly why. We want you to do good work, but also, you know, be good human beings
yeah,
and
sure.
doing the right
yeah.
thing and all of that. So there's a balance to that, I think. So a lot of that starts on the hiring end. I know some people have been around for a long time and develop into the, whatever the reason may be. But I think it's definitely tough conversations that need to be had.
Go ahead.
You first.
Have you been put in a situation where that person's, obviously they're excelling, they're not listening, then maybe you pull the CEO or someone maybe higher ranked than you to then get involved in that conversation?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I typically actually, it's a joint effort between me and the hiring manager.
Oh, okay.
To have that difficult conversation. And then if it does need to be escalated to the president or CEO, that's what needs to happen.
Gotcha.
This is a moment I wish Adrian had a mic. In fact, you might have to come over here and answer this. You can't, yeah. But contribute. To me, everyone has differing opinions. The biggest thing is, example is sales, mm-hmm. right? If a guy's or girl's just crushing it in sales and making mm-hmm. all this money, but they are a rule number one, a-hole,
mm-hmm.
and a cancer, and everyone hates them.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is like one or two conversations, you're fired. Yeah. Cut the cancerous cell out.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, the payoff that's coming from them being efficient or good in their position is not something that I personally think would ever outweigh the value of our collaborative team culture. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that I would see that as celebrating something that they were performing in isolation. I would constantly be thinking about how, you know, their attitude was affecting the rest of the team. So, I mean, for us personally, that has been an issue in our company before, and we haven't tolerated it. Because everyone else, you know, we always say we over me, and we truly mean that. That's one of our core behaviors. So I think to your point, that is something that has to come from leadership, that mm-hmm. these are things that are non-negotiable for us. And it doesn't really matter if you're really wonderful at your job. If you're not going to follow these kind of mutually agreed upon behavioral expectations, then this just isn't the place for you.
See ya.
Right. We're a smaller company. We mm-hmm. work with small to medium-sized companies. Mm-hmm. You're at, you said 67, 68.
Yeah.
It's different. If there's a 10,000 employee company, it's different.
Oh,
still.
Well, but that person won't have, when you think about it from a percentage perspective, that person, if they're one of 10,000, isn't carrying as much weight as if they're one of 16.
Yeah.
So you have to be much more yep. protective when you are smaller. But then ironically, the smaller companies are the ones who don't have full-time HR support to kind of teach
that's
them.
Right.
Right? Right. So oftentimes they don't know how to navigate that. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it is important to be a part of a professional organization like SHRM.
Yep.
SHRMJax.org.
That's right. Follow them on LinkedIn. I just did.
And Instagram and Facebook, right? Any final comments, things that mm-hmm. you want to add that we might have missed?
No, to Adrian's point, I will say kind of plug in SHRM too. For a while there, it was just me. I was a solo HR person. And so SHRM is kind of an extension of your HR team and your sounding board, which I think is super helpful. Even if you do have a team of other HR professionals, I just think having those other people to lean on and how did you handle this? Or do you have a policy for this? Yes. You know, those types of things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So SHRMJax.org. Check it out. The website. Sign up for the event. Join it April 10th. There's also monthly meetings. You do not have to be SHRM certified to join or visits. April 10th, 8-ish to 4:30-ish, followed by a party. Great speakers. Check it out. Trust me. Taylor Engineering sounds like an incredible engineering firm, by the way. Thank you for joining us, Kylie Buckner. That's what the hell just happened.